For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack-smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourself, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News on the Johnny B Show.
Yeah. Here's some stories that'll make you say, what the hell? This first story, I want to lead out with this one.
Lead it.
Because this is ridiculous.
How ridiculous? Ridiculous.
There's the Churchill and Langford Minibus Society. Churchill and Langford Minibus Society. I guess it's a society of minibuses that carries people around, mainly, I guess, old people and stuff. And it's under a lot of scrutiny. They had to go and apologize this week. It's just so stupid. A picture was taken of somebody getting out of the minibus at a mall during Christmas shopping last week. And the Churchill and Langford Minibus Society is printed clearly on the side of the minibus. But when you slide the door open, some of the lettering gets covered up. And we'll put the picture up on the Johnny B Show page. Instead of saying the Churchill and Langford Minibus Society, if you were dumb enough to not see that the letters kind of squished together, it says the Churchill Anus Society.
Hell yeah.
I think it's a great mistake. The best part isn't the picture that we'll post. There's a really fat old lady.
Why'd she gotta be fat?
I don't know. Maybe she eats a lot. I didn't make her that way. I didn't say anything negative about it. I'm just saying it's a descriptor. She's fat. She's climbing up into the bus, and her anus is a...
What?
There's her anus.
That is her anus, even though it's a blurred anus.
It's a blurry anus, but... And right next to her, the Churchill Anus Society. People are offended by it.
I wonder if they have t-shirts.
So offended. When you open up the door of your van, it no longer says the Churchill... The Churchill... Now it says anus society. Why would you say that?
That sounds like a fun society to be a part of.
Why wouldn't you want to be part of the anus society?
I want to be president!
Yeah! If you could be part of any bodily part society, what would you be? What would you like to... What kind of society would you like to be in?
Something with wieners. Definitely something with wieners.
You want to be in a wiener society?
I like to be an associate. I'd like to be the fan club president of the Wiener Society.
So you're admitting openly right now that you love the wiener?
Depends on the wiener, but sure. But your wiener? Maybe.
I don't feel like that's an honest answer. Anna?
Anterior deltoid.
That's part of the arm, right?
Yeah, it's right here at the front. Anterior being front. Mine is pretty good.
That's
neat. You can see it popping out.
Lots of definition in your deltoid region.
Hell yeah. I do them shoulders.
Where's your deltoids?
I have deltoids.
Do you, though?
Yeah, I do. What about my traps? My traps are pretty defined.
Yeah.
Look at this trap right here. Look at. Right?
It's the most skin you've ever showed in the studio.
You like that trap right there?
Not when you make that noise.
Look at that, Ryan. Goosh.
Yeah.
I got a goosh.
I see a collarbone.
I'm showing it to Bone TV.
I see a collarbone, guys.
Why do you think that's so surprising?
I don't know. I've never seen his collarbone.
Hurt myself a little bit.
Are you saying his bones are hiding?
I'm not saying that at all, Noonies.
I have knees. They're in there. Sometimes if I shake my leg around, you can hear it rattling. You guys are a-holes.
Make a game out of it.
Speaking of seeing body parts.
Do the stanky leg dance.
I don't want to do stinky leggies. There is a brand new trend, a new selfie trend going on right now. Seems like there's something every year, right?
Yeah.
There was planking was like the first thing people were taking pictures of.
I remember that. Stupid.
So dumb. What was some other dumb ones there? Just dumb stuff.
The Kylie Jenner lips sort
of thing. Yeah, the dumb crap.
Well, that was like a challenge. But
this one here is I like.
When are duck lips going to go away?
I don't know. Ask Marcello. He was out duck hunting the other day.
I don't think he was hunting for ducks.
Yes. He was hunting for ducks and some other things in the mangroves. Trophy takers, me and my friends, we are hunting for the news.
Can you send me that tweet so I can
the screenshot?
Yeah.
He texted it to me like right away. And, oh,
yeah.
I died.
I got the screenshot from TM Powell and I immediately sent it to Ryan and I laughed for an hour.
You sent it to Ryan, but you didn't send it to me?
Sorry.
Oh, boy.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't think about it.
I thought you would think that I would like it. Yeah. I'm the one that does the Marcello voice.
So I'm the one
that likes jokes.
He's the executive producer. He gets first dibs on those kind of things.
He didn't just get first dibs. He got only dibs.
Solid point. No, I sent it to Leah, too.
Whitmore? Sent it to Whitmore?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, he liked it.
Demirs and Ari, probably.
I was over at your house for Christmas Eve.
I know.
Without your family.
Ryan, well, I only invited you over because Ryan couldn't make it.
What?
I had a lot of food. I had to feed people. No, this new selfie challenge is called the One Finger Selfie Challenge. And it has the internet going nude. Here's how it works. And there's a picture of a super hot Asian girl on here. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she pretty good, though.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Here's what they do. They take a selfie in the mirror naked, but they hold a finger up covering their nipples. And it's done in a mirror, and the other finger is held towards the mirror, and it's covering up the naughty bits down there.
It's the same finger.
Is it?
What other? Who's taking the picture?
Oh, you're right. It is. I thought you only have
two hands, bro.
I thought they took two pictures. That's what I thought.
Oh my God.
You're right. It's one pic. Oh, that's even better. So you look in the mirror, and you hold a finger up. And in the reflection, it's covering your nipples. But in reality, your real finger is covering the reflections. Bing, bing.
Wait a minute.
The bing bong.
You think that that picture is the same picture?
No, there's two different girls.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's the same finger. It's the one finger challenge, guys. Get it right.
I get it.
God damn.
She's definitely fingering this picture.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The picture, I said.
Picture. Yeah, says here the internet has been taken by storm with the one finger selfie challenge. People taking off all their clothes, they cover their bare essentials with just one finger. I say, one finger b-hole challenge.
Right.
I want to know if there's any b-holes that could do it.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Seriously,
that's what they're covering.
Girls and guys. It's easier for the guys. You only have to cover up one part. You know,
usually
you might have to hold that finger, you know, vertically.
Oh boy.
What? Depending.
Slide up in Johnny's DMs.
I'm just saying, if Mark Carr or Tommy Clemens sends one, or my guy Cornelius.
Wait, why? Why would you say that about why would you single them out?
They're going to have to use a thumb.
But why would you single them out? I don't get it.
Because
what makes them special?
They're black guys.
Okay.
They're you know, traditionally, you know, bing bong.
You don't think North Carolina Allen would you know?
I don't think North Carolina Allen's bing bong's going to be as big as Tommy Clemens.
What about David G?
David G could probably use his pinky. He's half Asian. You know what I'm saying? I'm going with stereotypes here, guys. Allow me this.
What about Finn Dave?
I don't even know what he is. He might use...
Like you know Tim Hemp's packing, right?
I have no idea. I think his wiener has a mullet. I think it does. And a mustache.
The image is disgusting yet entertaining at the same time. Tim Hemp, don't you dare tweet that.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. At Johnny B. Comedy, at Scrum Ryan Radio, at Anna Hummel Radio. Go in your bathroom right now. Get naked and do the one finger challenge. Hashtag one finger challenge. Hashtag b-hole. Hashtag Johnny B. Show. That'd be awesome. Ooh, there's more. There's all kinds of chicks doing it. I don't see any guys doing it in any of the pictures. But the girls are rocking it out. One girl did it with a bird finger. Dude, that's hot. I like it. Finally, on What the Hell News, we have avocado news. What?
Do we have to?
You're not excited about avocado news?
I like avocados.
Never excited about avocado news.
Avocado.
On this show.
I don't appreciate you using the negative tone about the avocado. Not avocado rocker.
Oh, okay. Well, then the superfood.
Yeah, I eat a lot of avocados. Yeah. I like them a lot.
Too bland for me.
Too bland?
They're bland.
Have you ever heard of salt?
Yes, not directly.
You add salt to an avocado, it changes everything.
You don't like avocados?
I really don't.
They're so good.
Like, I don't hate them. If they're in something, I'm not going to sit there and like meticulously pick them out.
Do you like guacamole?
No, because of everything else in it.
Oh, Jesus, dude. I really feel bad for this guy, man.
She doesn't eat any meat. And the one thing that I actually complain that I don't like on this show, avocado.
It's the best thing ever. Guac is where it's at.
You know what's the best thing ever, Anna? Bacon.
He
got
you on
that one. Bacon is the best thing ever.
He did. He nailed you on that. He totally nailed you on that. I like putting avocado on my bacon, be honest with you.
Bacon wrapped avocado?
I've done that.
I'm sure. I've seen it at parties.
No, I've done it.
I'm sure.
I've bacon wrapped everything. I've bacon wrapped bacon. Well,
that's illegal.
This happened on a Texas highway today. An 18-wheeler flipped over, caught fire, was carrying 40,000 pounds of avocados.
Oh, damn.
And they spilled onto the highway. That's in Texas. You know where Texas is close to?
Mexico.
Man, you know some people go crazy with the avocados in the road, bro.
Why?
What?
Why?
Because Mexican people love avocados.
Do they?
A lot of them are grown in Mexico, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, man.
The first post, I'm looking at the tweet from CBS News. It's so stupid and corny. But the first post, the first comment is, holy guacamole. Oh,
Jesus. Where the chips?
It's so corny. It's funny, man.
This makes salsa.
Do you ever read comments on like YouTube videos and things like that? It's the best.
Yes, sometimes yes.
I saw a post. It's an old tweet that went viral because of comments.
Mm.
But there was this tweet, this white girl, fat, ugly, gross white girl, sent out like, it wasn't a tweet, it was a dating site. And she said, sorry, black guys.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I only date white boys or something like that. Or I'm only strong enough for white boys or something.
Yeah.
And then all the comments were the greatest. Like the first comment was,
it was a black guy.
Yeah. And he goes,
it's totally fine.
Yeah. He goes, speaking for all black people, I'd like to say we completely support your decision. And then all of a sudden, all the other races started chiming
another
in.
Another white guy was like, we passed.
Hey, speaking for Chinese here, we also would like to accept your proposal to not date anybody else. Muslims were hopping in. It was so funny.
I think some Mexican guy was like, despite the stereotype that we'll do other jobs that nobody else wants to do, we're
going
to have to take a pass on this one.
Loved it. Loved it. If you could pick anything, 40,000 pounds of a food item to fall off the truck and you had full access to it, what would it be? What would be your
just
item?
Just one item?
Yeah, one food. One food. 40,000 pounds. One food.
Bacon, of course.
Yeah?
Or chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
I'm going hummus.
40,000 pounds of hummus.
Yeah.
Then what do? Do you go get like a garbage can and fill it up and take it with you?
No.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming it's in tubs, right?
Yeah, but you know, I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
Or bananas.
Ooh, bananas, but they go rot. They go rotten quick.
I eat a lot of bananas.
Really?
Yeah.
I like bananas.
A lot.
I don't eat them.
I eat like three or four a day.
Do you?
I really like them.
Do you get diarrhea?
No. I don't get diarrhea.
Bananas don't give you diarrhea?
No. Some people say they back them up, but that's not me. I don't have those issues. So.
Until you go to Africa.
Oh, yeah.
Then you don't poop for a week.
I don't think that was food-induced. That my body just didn't know what was going on.
Your body's like, I'm in Africa. I don't want to poop in these bathrooms.
It was terrible. I was like, where is this going? I just kept eating. And I was eating a lot, too, and it wasn't coming out.
That's not good.
It was scary. I wanted to call 911.
You could die like that.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.